With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A special prosecutor who had a sexual relationship with Fulton County District Attorney Bonnie Wellis has withdrawn from her Georgia election interference case team that was going against former President Trump. A judge had ruled that the attorney had to leave or Wellis could not continue to pursue those charges. Meanwhile, Tayshia Stevens reports Fulton County DA is not necessarily out of the legal woods yet.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp signs a law that allows a state commission to discipline and remove what Kemp described as rogue and incompetent prosecutors who refused to uphold the law. He signed off on the law Wednesday before the judge's decision was announced in the Fannie Willis case. Prosecutor Nathan Wade resigned from the election case in Georgia on Friday. Former President Trump's legal team wanted Willis removed from the case as well due to her sexual relationship with Wade. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
U.S. Senator Tom Cotton predicts the Senate this week will pass a bill that would force the sale of TikTok to new owners if it wants to operate inside the United States.
And I'm confident there are many American companies and wealthy investors who would line up for the opportunity to buy TikTok.
Senator Cotton interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Voting taking place in Russia through tomorrow at polling stations across the country.
High turnout figures would help the Kremlin use this election to legitimize Vladimir Putin's continued rule, say to people both at home and abroad, well, look, Russians still want Vladimir Putin. They're voting for him. Now, it's really difficult, all but impossible, to verify any turnout figures reported by the official authorities. But this is very much the focus right now.
And this is SRN News. Many evangelical Christians strongly back Israel in its war against Hamas.
In a lemon orchard in southern Israel, volunteers provide extra hands for farmers struggling to harvest crops. Swiss volunteer Anne-Marie Freen says her evangelical faith has a home in Israel.
It's an honor to serve this land and to be near you, to cry with you, to pray with you, to hope with you, to believe with you.
Since the Israel-Hamas war began 5 months ago, evangelicals have been visiting Israel in growing numbers to volunteer and support the war effort. Tourism to Israel has plummeted since October when the war started. Now half of those who do visit come with faith-based groups. In the U.S., support for Israel has become a top priority for evangelical Christians.
That is Charles de la Desma reporting, and this is SRN News. The BBC's Will Grant reports authorities in Haiti are making a new attempt to arrest the leader of the coalition of gangs that have been controlling the capital city.
Late on Friday, security forces in the capital, Port-au-Prince, launched an operation to arrest the country's main gang boss, Jimmy Cherezier. Mr. Cherezier, the head of the G9 coalition of gangs, which currently controls most of the capital, has said he doesn't recognize Haiti's interim administration. He's also threatened its members with violence. The Transitional Council has been formed by the U.S. State Department and member states of the Caribbean community.
And Caribbean leaders had announced plans to create the council to establish new leadership after meeting in Jamaica on Monday behind closed doors with officials, including U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.